Sairam, dear listeners, till now you have heard the afternoon satsang, and it's now time for us to go to the next segment of this Thursday Live. And this is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh inviting you all to yet another episode of the Veda Jignasa program. At the outset, we shall all collectively offer our most prayerful and humble salutations at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet, and with a humble prayer that every thought, every word, and every deed is His inspiration, let us commence today's Veda Jignasa program with the Ganapati Prarthana Mantram. Gananantva Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrunvan Noti Vissedasadhanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vajebhir Vajinivati Dhinama Vitriyavatu Ganeshaya Namaha Sarasvatyai Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Dear listeners, as a part of the Veda Jignasa program, today we have a special presentation for you, which was made as a part of the Veda Poshana program by the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations Karnataka in Whitefield, Vrindavan Ashram. We have a presentation on Purusha Suktam, its insights and relevance in daily life, by Dr. N. Shivakumar from the Vrindavan campus. Let us all listen to that beautiful presentation on the Purusha Suktam, on insights and relevance in daily life. Over to the presentation.
Offering my most prayerful pranams at Bhagavan's lotus feet. Respected office bearers of the Satya Sai Organizations Karnataka, my colleagues from Prashant Nilayam, Whitefield, Vrindavan, and all Swami's institutions, brothers and sisters, and aspirants in this initiative of Veda Poshana, I would like to start this presentation with greeting each and every one of you with Bhagavan blessing all of us that we would be torch bearers in this great important objective of Veda Poshana. We are grateful to Bhagavan for bringing all of us here. Om Sai Ram. In this session, I am going to elaborate a little on the insights and daily relevance of Purusha Suktam. I am not going to provide a word by word or a sentence by sentence meaning of the entire Purusha Suktam. In fact, I myself do not know the entire nitty-gritty details of every single word of Purusha Suktam, though I am on the path of learning. However, I have gained by Bhagavan's blessings very interesting insights into the Purusha Suktam, and it is these lessons that I would like to share with you all, just four of them. I will be interspersing them with some simple demonstrations I have brought my Vedam students here in this hall. I have with me Sharma and Sai Teja from the third year class, Shashank from the second year class, and Nitin from the and Aditya from the first year class, who will be also assisting me in today's this short session. Each one of them have been chanting Vedam again for a long time, and I am grateful to them for coming and assisting. So let us just start with some very simple introduction. I'll be happy if somebody can switch off these lights, that will be clear. The word Purusha Suktam, Purusha means the cosmic being, Su plus Uktam, him, well said. Technically the word Suktam means well said. Chennagi Hildudu, that is Su plus Ukta, is Sukta, Chennagi Hildudu, him. Purusha Suktam is hymn number 19 of the Rig Veda, dedicated to Purusha, the cosmic being. The original Purusha Suktam does occur in the Rig Veda, as Praveena sir very nicely clearly gave us the various versions. However, it occurs also in the Vajaneya, that is the Shukla Paksha, Shukla Yajurveda, Taittiriya Samhita of the Krishna Yajurveda, also with some small differences in the Sama Veda and the Atharvana Veda too. Purusha Suktam has 24 mantrams. The contents of this Suktam has also been reflected and elaborated upon in the Bhagavata Puranam and in the Mahabharata and the Moksha Dharma Parva. So we find the Purusha Suktam is a simple mantram which is a description of the cosmic being. As I mentioned earlier, I am going to elaborate upon with some very simple demonstrations the four important lessons that we can learn and which we can practice in daily life from the Purusha Suktam. And these are the four lessons that I'd like to highlight: humility, truthfulness, unity, and wisdom. So I'll be starting with the very first lesson, humility. The Purusha Suktam starts with Sahasra Shirsha Purushah Sahasraksha Sahasrapat Sabhumim Vishvato Vritva Atyatishthaddashangulam Sabhumim Vishvato Vritva Atyatishthaddashangulam. We find the cosmic being, the Purusha, is spread all over the world, all over the cosmos, all over the universe, and he extends beyond that. And the Purusha Suktam gives a very beautiful analogy. Wherever you go, you will find the Purusha beyond you by a distance of 10 fingers. This is a very very nice analogy. When in one discourse, Swami told in a discourse, ee prapanchame na illu, and Professor Kasturi ji translated this as, this universe is my mansion. And he was feeling so happy that instead of using the word home, he used the word mansion, which is a big place. But he was surprised to find Swami did not approve this at all. He was surprised. Swami was telling tappu, what mistake he had done. This universe is my mansion sounds so grand. Then Swami told, ee universe kadu, this cosmos is my mansion. it's not just this small universe. It is that cosmic being, Bhagavan, whom we are describing through this Purusha Sukta. I would like all of you to kindly see this very simple demonstration. I'd just like to call my students here, please come. I'll be asking them to stand in a specific formation. Aditya, you stand in the middle. Kindly give me the mic. All of you can see Aditya is in the middle, Sharma in the front, Sai Teja towards Aditya's right, Shashank towards Aditya's left, and Nitin back of Aditya. Sabhumim Vishvato Vritva. The Lord envelops the entire cosmos. Aditya in the middle has been enveloped by everyone. Suppose I ask all of them to turn left and start moving. Kindly move. Stop and turn towards the front once again. How much ever Aditya has moved, you will find he is still enveloped by the others. Always. Yet, a very interesting thing, while it may look that Aditya is in between everyone, that is the beauty, that is the grandeur of the cosmic Purusha. He not only envelops, he is beyond. Aditya, it looks like he has been enveloped by everyone, but in relation to Nitin, who is behind Aditya, Aditya is actually beyond Nitin. I would like all of you to turn towards your right. At this moment, Aditya is beyond Shashank. The same Purusha, kindly move towards Swami's chair. At this moment, Aditya is beyond Shashank. Turn towards the front. The beautiful analogy and the beautiful lesson for all of us is that the cosmic Purusha envelops all of us, but at the same time is beyond all of us. Aditya is enveloped by them, but at the same time, in every direction, Aditya is beyond each and every one of them. In one particular direction, if they turn, Aditya is beyond them. That is the Purusha. Kindly be seated. Sabhumim Vishvato Vritva Atyatishthat Dashangulam. The very beautiful lesson we will have to learn. Technically, we are all very insignificant in this entire grand scheme of the cosmos. There is a very beautiful scientific way to understand this called the power of 10. Dashangulam, the power of 10. I'd like all of you to very quickly watch this and we'll see what is our role in this place, in this grand universe. It is the power of 10. It's a high speed trip through the both the microcosmos as well as the macrocosmos. At this moment, we are very close to some leaves on a tree, just a meter away. But suppose we move little ahead, 10 meters. The tree looks like this. 100 meters up, we are farther away. A kilometer, the entire thing looks like this. 10 kilometers from the sky, the entire city can be seen. 100 kilometers, you can not only see the city, you can see the boundaries of the nation. This is what the satellite sees 1000 kilometers away. From a 10,000 kilometers distance, we can see the northern hemisphere. The Earth itself is such a small thing in this cosmos. We can see the Earth with the moon's orbit. You can see how small the Earth is in the moon's orbit around the Earth. You go 10 million kilometers away, you can see the Earth's orbit, in which the moon's orbit itself is such so small in white. The orbits of the other planets. You can see the Earth itself is not to be seen anywhere now. It's not just the Earth. The solar system itself is such a small entity in this grand scheme of the Purusha. The sun itself is a very, very small star, nothing. We are a light year away, the sun is hardly seen. 10 light years away, we really see nothing in this infinity. Only stars, nebulae. Thousands of light years away, we are traveling through the Milky Way. Interestingly, as we keep traveling through the Milky Way itself is a very, very small part of this cosmos. You can see the Milky Way itself has shrunk. It's nothing in this entire cosmos. We can keep traveling. We'll only be seeing things becoming smaller and smaller in relation to the cosmos. Let's quickly go back. We came to our starting place. But is this the only cosmos? Let's go inside. We are closer to the leaves now, just a centimeter away from the leaves. Let's go even closer. 1 centimeter. Further down, we are now seeing the cellular structures. The cells can be defined. We are much inside the cell, biological cell of the leaf. The nucleus of the cell is visible. We can actually see the details inside. The DNA chain is visible. The various carbon blocks now become more visible. Very interestingly, the inside world is almost as similar as the great cosmos outside us. This is what it is, if we keep going into this miniature world further and further and further, there's only an immense empty place between nuclei and electron orbits. That is what is the microcosmos and the macrocosmos. We are, really speaking, nobody. Yet, because we got associated with Bhagavan, as Vedanarayan sir told this morning, only because of divine grace, manushyatvam, mumukshatvam, we got that great blessing of having the human birth, as well as we got an opportunity to be a part of this Veda Poshana, this particular initiative that we are all blessed so much. The important lesson we have to learn is humility. We are really nobody in this entire grand scheme of this cosmos. Yet, Swami gives us some importance. The importance is because we are associated with Bhagavan. As Swami would tell, with Swami, we may be hero. Without Swami, we are all just zeros. We must have the humility that we are a very small bit in this grand creation. And this humility, Swami teaches us. There was, close to 30 years before, a Sammelanam various sadhus in Prashant in India. Swami had organized the sadhu sammelan. Lot of sadhus came. They were also exponents of the Vedas. They were all assembled in the Purnachandra auditorium. Swami came. Swami was the organizer. Swami could have told, I am the leader among you all. Yet Swami displayed humility, extraordinary humility, when these people were seated on the stage of Purnachandra auditorium. Swami came and sat with them cross-legged along with the sadhus. This is the humility that Swami wanted all of us to cultivate. We should be humble because we are an extremely small part in this entire grand cosmos. That is the first important lesson that we can learn from Purusha Suktam, that of humility. Let us go to the second lesson of truthfulness. Saptasyasan paridhayah trisaptasamidah kritah devaya yajnyantan vanah abadhan purusham pashum. There is an English translation of this, and if we read through it, we will actually find it very difficult to understand. The very last statement says that the Purusha himself was tied as the sacrificial animal for this yajnam. So difficult for us to appreciate what actually happened there. The yajnam took place, the Purusha organized the yajnam, and the Purusha himself was made the sacrificial animal. It was, we all can understand how difficult it is to really appreciate what is there in this particular paragraph. Yet, it so happened that this great devotee by name G.B. Subbarao was speaking about this same mantram, Purusha Suktam, in front of Swami here at Trayi. And he was quoting the Purusha Suktam and he was telling, the Purusha himself was tied as the sacrificial animal. Abadhnan Purusham Pashum. Swami stopped him and asked, what do you understand by this? He was trying to explain as much as possible, and Swami told, no, our students will not understand if you give such technical meanings of this. Our students won't understand at all. Then he prayed to Swami, whenever we try to show our intelligence to Swami, we can be sure that Swami is far more wise, and Swami would tell the real way to understand. At that time, Swami told him, he chanted this way. Instead of Abhadnan Purusham Pashum, Swami just tweaked it a little bit and Swami told Apadham Purusham Pashum. And then Swami told in his beautiful Telugu, Apadham Matlade Vadu Pashuku Samanamu. The person who speaks lies, Sullu Heluvaru Pashuvaku Samanamu. They are equal to just an animal. Apadham Purusham Pashum. Swami gave us at that time the beautiful lesson of truthfulness. Let me just play this small game with my students. Let's have the mic with you all. I'm going to show you all a photograph. It's not an unusual one. You know many people in them. A photograph. Many people are known. So let me quickly, Shashank, tell a person from the first row. Any person,
sir.
Very good. Nitin. Quickly.
Sudhindran, sir.
Sudhindran, sir. Saiteja. Praveena, sir. Sharma.
Nandagopal, sir, second row.
Nandagopal, sir, is there in the second row. Aditya. I don't want to, if you can tell one from the first row, it will be nice. Identify me, huh?
Shivakumar.
That's nice. Okay, now the question goes to Sai Teja. Okay, quickly tell, and you should tell properly, tell a person from the 12th row. Name a person from the 12th row. Quickly.
Can't say.
Shashank, one from the 12th row. You must tell the name of a person.
It's not visible, but you can guess.
I want you to tell the name of a person. Not possible. Nitin, tell your name. Let us see.
Shashank.
Shashank. Carefully observe. If we want to tell truth, it's very easy to tell. It's very quick. But if I force you from the 12th row, you must identify somebody and tell, it is not so easy. Because you have to lie if you have to tell. You have to tell something. Truthfulness is much more easy to follow than trying to tell a lie. And Swami tells, if you lie once, it's a problem. Because if you maintain that lie, maintain that falsehood, you have to keep telling more and more and more and more lies. So, the problem is, it is better to remain truthful. And Swami conveyed it with such a beautiful way from this Purusha Suktam. Apaddam Purusham Pashum. Apaddam Matlade Vadu. Apaddam Matlade Purushudu. Pashuvuku Samanamu. A very simple but very profound lesson. The next lesson that I would like to quote is what is currently the raging news in current days India, rocking the parliament. We all know this, okay? Brahmano asya mukham asit bahura janya kritah uru tadasya yadvaishyah padbhyagum shudro ajayata. It looks like the Purusha Suktam gives the different classifications in the society, divides the people into different classes, and to this day we keep on talking, do these people have some right? Is it proper for some people to talk? And this type of discussion goes on even at the parliament level with discussions from the JNU, from the JNTU, Hyderabad Central University, varieties of discussion. Some people telling we are stopping dissent, and some people telling that we must necessarily provide everybody a chance to speak. Yet, at the back of it, it looks like there is a division. And it looks like that Purusha Suktam is actually classifying people. Yet, there is a very beautiful thing to understand. The Purusha Suktam does not divide. The Purusha Suktam actually unites. And I would like again all of you to see this very simple demonstration. I will be calling Shashank, Sai Teja, Sharma and Nitin. Please come here, all of you. Kindly sit down. I want all of you to observe. Please follow my instructions, all of you. Okay. So, first of all, sit straight and raise your finger, the forefinger of your right hand up. At this time, kindly slowly bring down that finger and touch the place in front of your foot. Kindly touch the place in front of your foot. Please remove the finger from that place and take your right foot in the front a little bit. right foot in the front a little bit, and once again touch that place in front of the right foot. Touch that place in the right of the front foot and remove back the foot, take it back to your original place, only the foot. Let the hand be exactly on the ground. Kindly mark the exact place where you have at this moment touched, so you can have a place mark. Okay, go back up, go back up, take your hand up. We are going to do this exercise once again, but with eyes closed. Please close your eyes. Close your eyes and exactly go and touch that very same spot your hand was just before it was lifted. Exactly the same spot. So open your eyes. So Shashank, is it there? No. Your side, Teja? Nitin? Now carefully observe. The eyes were not used, none of them could touch back exactly the same place. The eyes on the face are as essential. Brahmanosya mukhamasi. The eyes on the face are as essential as the shoulder which helps us to lift the hand. Bahu Rajanya Kritaha is as essential as the thigh and the hips, which helps us to bend forward. Uru Tadasya Yat Vaishyaha, and which is as essential as the leg, which actually shows the place where we have to touch. Padyagum Shudro Ajayata. All four limbs, the face, the shoulder, the hips and the feet, are equally important for our body to be efficient. The same way, each of these sections of the society, the intelligentsia, the security, the defense people, the business people and the artisan class, equally important for this body, which is the society. This is the most important, wonderful. The most important lesson of unity. Even if one of them does not function, the entire efficiency goes down. Even if one of these sections do not function, the entire society's efficiency, welfare goes down. That is why Swami makes us all chant, Samasta Lokaha Sukhino Bhavantu. Everywhere, every place, people should be full of welfare. The Purusha Suktam teaches unity by telling that everyone, they are all the part of the same Purusha. This is the third lesson, and finally comes the last lesson of knowledge or wisdom. Vedahametam Purusham Mahantam Aditya Varnantamasah Parastat Tamevam Vidva Namruta Iha Bhavati Nanya Pantha Vidyate Yanayam. The great Purusha who shines like the sun, but what? Beyond all darkness. Tamasah Parastat. And one who understands this Purusha attains salvation. There is no other method of salvation. If we can understand, if we can realize the love of Bhagavan, that is true salvation. This is what this particular stotram, mantram of the Purusha Suktam tells us. Wisdom, the true wisdom is to experience the love of Bhagavan. And Swami tells, the best way to love God is to love all and serve all. So if we can love everyone and serve everyone, that is the best way to understand Swami's love. And that love, that wisdom, that truth is beyond all darkness. I have a small activity. Anybody from the audience is welcome to respond. What does this look like? We can't even make out. It looks like something very hazy. Some mist. Wonderful. I would like to tell you all, I'm going to show successive pictures, and all of them are of the same picture. They are not of different pictures. They are all of exactly of the same picture. Something very hazy. It looks like something has gone out of focus. Okay, it's all from the very same picture. Something continues to be hazy. One thing which all of you may possibly see, it looks like there are some hangings, something like that, but it still continues to be very, very hazy. We are all in that particular darkness in which we cannot really make out what is happening. What is there, really, truly? Still quite hazy. We don't know what it is. What does this look like? Looks like a pillar. A pillar. Okay. Looks like a pillar. These are all the ignorance that we have. And tamasah parastat. As this ignorance keeps leaving, we will be able to appreciate what it is truly. What does this look like? There is a Sarvadharma emblem. Surely the very hazy thing is now not so hazy. It's actually a podium. And somebody is standing near that podium. Somebody is actually chanting Vedam. It's becoming more and more and more clear. The more we remove the ignorance, the more things become clear. We have a respected Vedanarayan sir, respected Praveena sir joining in this and chanting Vedam. And we have Swami there. In a summer course. The very same picture which was hazy, if we remove that ignorance slowly, we finally end up at this thing wherein we can actually see what is it. It is not very different pictures. As I told you, it's the very same picture throughout. This is what Swami tells us to understand, and a very simple, beautiful picture of Bhagavan. Swami tells that if you want to really be away from the ignorance, stand facing the sun. The shadow will be behind you. If you stand with your back facing the sun, the shadow will be in front of you. The important duty in terms of wisdom for all of us is to follow Swami's teachings. Face and follow Swami's teachings. The more we follow Swami's teachings, the more we will become wise. So these are the four important lessons that I want to highlight today's session. Humility, truthfulness, unity, and wisdom. As I mentioned at the very beginning, I never intended to give a word-by-word meaning of Purusha Suktam. Yet, I wanted all of us to understand that Purusha Suktam has tremendous day-to-day relevance. That's more important. Day-to-day relevance, which can make us better people. I pray to Bhagavan to bless all of us to understand Him, the Purusha, the cosmic being. And it is with His blessings, it is with His grace that we are all here basking in His glory, and we would like to play our small role, just like the squirrel in that grand avatar of Rama, would like to play our small role in this initiative of Veda Poshana. I pray to Bhagavan to bless all of us. Jai Sai Ram.
With the humble prayer that every thought, word and deed is His inspiration, we shall conclude today's class with the Kshama Prarthana Mantram. Om Yadakshara Padabhrashtam Matra Heenantu Yadbhavet Tatsarvam Kshamyatam Deva Narayana Namostute Visargabindu Matrani Padapadaksharani Cha Nyonani Cha Tiriktani Kshamasvasaishvara Aparadha Sahasrani Kiyante Harnishanmaya Dasoyam Miti Mamatva Kshamasvasaishvara Anyadha Sharanam Nasti Tvameva Sharanam Mama Tasmat Karunya Bhavena Raksha Raksha Saishvara Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Saishvara Arpanamastu. From a few moments from now, you'll be listening to the live Telugu segment Shri Satya Sai Divya Sandesh Jari. Sai Ram, stay tuned to Asia Stream. Sai Ram and happy listening.
శాంతిని పొందండి शांति ओम शांति ओम शांति शांति मानवोनि मनो
शांति ओम
शांति ओम शांति।